5 years ago, the Orange Revolution swept Ukraine's capital, Kiev. Protesters overturned a rigged election and demanded free democracy. Today, the former Soviet Republic holds its first presidential election since that revolution, and there's a twist. The leader in the polls is Viktor Yanukovych. In 2004, he was the revolution's enemy, the Russian-backed candidate who won the tainted election and had his victory thrown out. For more on what his comeback says about Ukraine, NPR's David Green joins us. He's at a polling station in Kiev. David, first of all, what's the scene there?
Well, it's a snowy day in Kiev, Leanne, but people are going to the polls, and the real sense here seems to be they just hope that after a lot of elections that did not seem that fair, that this one will actually go smoothly, and it will be fair, free, and they have a winner sometime soon. So that's the hope.
And tell us a little about the candidates. There are some familiar names from the Orange Revolution, including the man who became president who was also poisoned.
Yeah, Viktor Yushchenko, you might remember, the president, he was poisoned mysteriously back in the Orange Revolution. He has lost popularity. He's been running in single digits here, Leanne. His once ally, now rival, the Prime Minister Yulia Tymoshenko, she's been doing fairly well and has a chance. The real story, though, is, as you said, Viktor Yanukovych, the enemy of the Orange Revolution. He was backed by Russia in 2004. He's made quite a comeback.
Well, David Green, we're about to hear your story about where Viktor Yanukovych is getting his support, and it begins at a train station.
When I got off the train in Donetsk, it reminded me a lot of Pittsburgh in an earlier time. Instead of steel here, it's coal, a gritty industrial city, tough work ethic. I stopped at one coal mine and sat in this small, smoky room where some miners were on their break. An orange metal coil was heating the room. Miners were smoking or checking out a Russian version of Maxim magazine. It was a tough crowd.
Народу не дали абсолютно ничего.
One of the men, Mikhail Skrilnik, said Westerners, including me, can't understand life in this hard part of Ukraine.
И вот даже вот корреспондент.
A correspondent from the West can't understand how we live. How when you go to the doctor, you have to give him money to get good treatment. You don't understand how you have to give money to someone at school or your kid will be mistreated.
So there's a window into the disconnect people here feel with the West. And in that context came the Orange Revolution. The miners here said it was like people in Kiev had seen images of the West on TV and suddenly wanted to remake America in Ukraine. Well, life in Ukraine hasn't improved since then, these men told me. And that reality is setting in, miner Roman Fyodorov said. More Ukrainians are realizing that the man who fell from grace in the revolution is the one who actually understands how to fix things here.
Yanukovych, of course. He is an industrialist. When he was prime minister, we could see some development and we had stability. When he had to resign, the Orange people came to power and all their promises went down the drain.
Here in coal country, Russian language is spoken far more than Ukrainian. And there's a tendency to think of eastern Ukraine as pro-Russian. But really, people are proud they're independent, proud to be Ukrainian. There's no desire to return to the politics of the Soviet era. That said, bad economic times like these are when you do hear some nostalgia for the stability of life in Soviet times. Musicians were playing outside a chilly market in Donetsk. One of them, Sergei Chichai, let his son have the stage so he could come chat. Chichai served in the Soviet army in Afghanistan in the 80s, and before that he was a coal miner. There was an old Soviet slogan, he told me, saying coal miners were the guards of labor. They were respected and made solid wages. Now, he said, mines are neglected and unsafe. He said there will be more deadly accidents. Yanukovych, he said, is the candidate most in tune with coal's legacy here. As president, he would help the mines. Чичай said people are excited about setting the Orange Revolution aside. Just read the yard signs, he said. They say, Yanukovych, forgive us. In other words, forgive us for letting that revolution rob you of the presidency the first time. As he got back to work, I caught up with two women who were huddled on an icy street corner. They spoke of lost jobs and struggles to buy food. Alexandra Vasilievna is 76, and she's seen the pain at the machine plant in Donetsk, where she worked for 30 years. In Soviet times, she said, it was better. You could make 100 rubles, and that was plenty for bread and other food. And the pensions were better. Her friend, Alla Galushko, added, we're just waiting for a better life to come from Yanukovych. She then thanked me for visiting her part of Ukraine. David Green, NPR News. Со старости не путай, не путай. You're listening to NPR News.